We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want Rhea to clarify something before I bring this guest on. Because people think I'm piling on.
Right.
You know, Carl Dukes, the excellent talk show host from The Game in Atlanta, he really trolled us during the Sixers series with the Hawks.
Yeah. Rightly so.
Just so you understand, I love this guy, and I was booking him win or lose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rhea, I contacted you well before game time.
Oh yeah, around 9:30.
Apparently, you have you exchanged texts.
Well,
with Carl.
He does the national CBS radio show, and I was driving home from the shore ridiculously early yesterday, so I was listening to the whole show. Excellent show. By the way.
Well, please understand that Carl Dukes was not booked to eat crow, although now he must. Ladies and gentlemen, from Atlanta, Carl Dukes. Hi, Carl.
Oh, good morning.
All right, so Carl, just to recap, you did come on our show last week, as I'm sure you did on your own show, and predicted a victory for the Falcons. Is that correct?
That is correct. What do you mean what happened? We didn't do anything, Angelo. This was awful. This was terrible. This was as worse as a start that you could possibly have with a new coach and a new regime to get embarrassed the way we did yesterday. And on top of that, did you see the penalties? Did you see the penalties? 99 yards worth of penalties? What is this, Little League? I mean, these guys were not disciplined all afternoon, lined up in the wrong spots. We couldn't score touchdowns. Nothing went right. Nothing.
All right, so what you say, Carl, is you're harboring some doubts about your rookie head coach?
When the head coach after the game says he has to evaluate what he's doing, whether it's coaching or the messaging about getting lined up, and you're on the two-yard line, you're on the stinking two-yard line, you have an illegal formation. I mean, those kinds of things shouldn't happen. And let's remember this. Arthur Smith is an offensive coach. He was hired to fix the offense. Did that offense look fixed to you guys?
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Zero. You got two field goals yesterday, and you had two drives to start the game where – all of a sudden, it looked like some kind of magical pixie dust had been sprinkled over the offense, and you thought, things are going to be different. You know what was different? Nothing was different. That's what was different.
Carl, here's the thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. Arthur Smith was credited with brilliant strategy in the red zone last year when he had Derrick Henry. Is it possible they were so good in the red zone in Tennessee because of Henry, not Arthur Smith?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question. I mean, you know what? Only time's going to tell. I got to give you guys this analogy, though.
All right.
Because that Eagles front is solid. And I'm watching the game yesterday. You guys remember the movie Airplane? I know you do.
Very much.
And, you know, it starred Leslie Nielsen. And I'm watching the movie, or I'm watching the game yesterday, and it reminded me of that scene in the movie where everybody's lined up to slap the lady to calm her down on the plane, where, you know, the flight attendant comes up and she shakes her and she's like, get a hold of yourself. And I'm sitting there thinking, that's Javon Hargrove sacking Matt Ryan. And then the next passenger steps up and she says, flight attendant, I've got this. And she shakes the lady and I'm thinking, that's Fletcher Cox sacking Matt Ryan. And then Leslie Nielsen's character steps up and says, I've got this. And he shakes her and says, calm down. And he smacks her. And I'm going, that's Derek Barnett. That's what I was watching yesterday, was a line of Eagles just going, I've got this. I've got this. I've got. And they continue to put pressure on this football team.
Surely you can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
No, you got to say, don't call me Shirley. All right, that's an allusion to the movie. All right, Carl, here's the thing I'm trying to figure out. Now, based on – so today is open season, the new era for Atlanta Falcons football with Arthur Smith. What is the topic today in Atlanta about that performance?
Angelo, you're never distracted by comparisons if you see and you are captivated by what you see.
Okay.
The problem is the comparisons that nothing's changed is because it seems as though nothing's changed. The last 3 or 4 years, this is what we've gotten. We've gotten blah offense, no red zone, touchdowns. It looks very similar. The problem is you get distracted by that. You shouldn't be, because what performance we got yesterday wasn't good enough to say, oh, things are going to be better. So the conversation, I've got to take our entire city now and go, hey, things are going to get better. Things will be better, because we haven't seen it the last few years. So yesterday was supposed to be the start of that. We needed to be distracted with the great performance. Instead, we got the same thing, and therefore you're making the comparisons.
Hey, Carl, we got a local guy who's been around forever down there in Atlanta, a guy named Matt Ryan. Is he near the end here? You think he's getting done, or maybe after what he saw yesterday, he doesn't want to play there anymore? What do you think he's thinking right now?
Well, they spent a lot of money to restructure his deal. I mean, there is no out. Matt's here. He's got to play. He's got to play better than he did yesterday. And, you know, this offensive line was a big question mark going in. It remains a big question mark. I just talked about all those Eagles lining up and seemingly taking shots at Matt Ryan. They pulled him just to basically save his life yesterday. Let's be honest. I mean, he's getting killed in the fourth quarter, and they're like, all right, well, let's get him out of there.
Yeah.
So that was probably one of the smart decisions by Arthur Smith yesterday late in that game. But he's going to be here. He's the quarterback. He has to play better. This team has to play better. And that's just what's going on right now. Matt Ryan is going to be here until the end of the season. We know that going in once they restructured his deal.
Do you think, Carl, the Falcons might be better off with Trey Young as their quarterback?
really? Yeah. You know what? I was sitting there thinking the Eagles won this game because there was no Ben Simmons.
All right, hold on. Carl, this is the thing I need your help with, because we're all here trying to figure this out, because we were pretty impressed with what we saw on our end, but we don't know if it's only because the Falcons were horrible. How much should Eagle fans take from yesterday's game in the way of encouragement?
A lot.
Oh, good.
I watched Jalen Hurts at Alabama
good.
Do the same things he did yesterday. Calm, cool, collected. Never rushed, escapes pressure, makes the right decisions. He's getting his shot. And what you saw yesterday should be very, very encouraging to Eagles fans. The other part of this is, you know, they drafted Smith out of Alabama as well, and he showed out yesterday. I mean, so there's promise there from an offensive standpoint. And for all the conversation about Nick Sirianni, he was pretty damn good yesterday in calling plays and making the decisions with the play calling.
Nice. Last thing, Carl, and I mean this with respect. Are you always this terrible at predicting games?
You know what? When you have been so bad, all right, you want something good to happen, and sometimes you fool yourself into believing that something good is going to happen, and then something bad happens, and you go, why did I fool myself? I knew what was going to happen.
Oh, boy, do I know that feeling, Carl. Carl, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for doing this. The Game in Atlanta, one of our favorite people, Carl Dukes. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.